Elizabeth Elliot says, "There's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, helping you face your day with a godly attitude. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
The Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, and I have a letter here from a woman whose confidence was placed in God as regards marriage. I've had so many tragic letters from men and women who've taken things into their own hands and been sorry for it. I had read Kathy's letter on August 6th, 1991. Her letter was written before that, and she now gives me permission to use her name. I don't remember what name I gave her on that program, but she has written to me to tell me the sequel to that wonderful story about how the Lord brought her together with her husband, and I have before me here in the studio a picture of Kathy and Mark Pierce of Midlothian, Virginia. What a beautiful couple they are. And I just thought, now, this is a letter that I really should read the whole thing to my radio listeners. She says, "Although my first anniversary is fast approaching, I wanted to send a few mementos of our wedding day, now almost 10 months ago, along to share with you. Thank you for giving us the gift of scripture and prayer for the solemnization of marriage. We were delighted to use them both." So I looked up in my prayer book, and I found out that there are several prayers for the solemnization of marriage, and I'm not sure which one I had given her, but let me read one. "O God, who hast so consecrated the state of matrimony that in it is represented the spiritual marriage and unity betwixt Christ and the church, look mercifully upon these thy servants, that they may love, honor, and cherish each other, and so live together in faithfulness and patience, in wisdom and true godliness, that their home may be a haven of blessing and of peace, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, ever, one God, world without end. Amen." We were so glad that you were able to use my letter about, quote, Bill, unquote, on Gateway to Joy. This is Kathy writing now, and her husband's name is really Mark, but I had used Bill. "Listening to the tape of the August 6, 1991 broadcast has been so special for me, of course, but also to my husband's parents, who are now faithful listeners. My father-in-law loves your voice. I am an extremely happy and content bride of almost 1 year. Our marriage has been so smooth and a real blessing. I give Mark and the Lord 98% of the credit for that. Our first year has not been easy, however, as Mark began a new and very challenging job 3 weeks after our wedding, and I am in my 8th year of a job that is both stressful and requires me to travel overnight at least 50% of the time. Leaving him and our home for days at a time is excruciatingly hard. It seems so unnatural now. We're such a part of each other. I would not recommend traveling separately the first year of marriage, but we wanted to hang in there for 6 to 12 months to build a nest egg and ensure my staying at home when our children come along. I'm glad to say my travel is over until July, and I will likely resign then. I long to have the time for organ practicing and Sunday school teaching, and Mark is so supportive of my not working at all, or maybe some part-time work. I'm truly blessed. The Lord has been so faithful. Again, I see over and over again how He has provided the best husband for me. Mark is so patient and tolerant with me, the travel and my emotions as I go and come. I still marvel at the fact that this wonderful man, my husband, is so devoted to me, even at my worst, even when I've treated him badly. He loves so consistently and genuinely. I struggle not to gush about him at work, where most are non-Christian and cynical. I'm ridiculed for being pro-life and a non-drinker, but I've been shocked at the cynicism and hopelessness I've heard about marriage. It's so sad that these broken people can't see Christ's scarred hand held out to them in love, healing, and forgiveness. Praying for them is the only alternative. They have put up so many walls. At home, Christ helps us keep things harmonious and fun. Mark helps me around the house whenever I need it. He has built the greatest shelves for our laundry room and is now fencing in our backyard. He is one man who truly loves hearth and home and enjoys doing things together. I love days like today when I can enjoy a day off and hear the hum of the dryer and cook and be unstressed when he comes home, feeling good about the way the house and I look, etc. God designed it correctly from the beginning, one stressful job per household. I'm convinced more and more of the advantages of his way every day. We are longing, and she's strung that word out across the page, for a baby now. If you have 30 seconds to pray over this letter, I would covet your prayers for our family. Well, we'll take 30 seconds right now, Kathy and Mark. And we pray, Lord, that if it's your will to give to Kathy and Mark a baby, that you will do that. We pray for all other couples who are longing for a baby. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer and give to them the very best, in Jesus' name. She asks for prayer also that they be godly parents whose children would be faithful servants of the Lord. So we pray that too, Father. We pray for all who have children that you will make them godly parents, and for all who are expecting children and hoping for children, prepare them as only you can do, in Jesus' name. Back to Kathy's letter. I would, as always, like to thank you for following God's leading for newsletter and radio topics. The content of what you give us is so specifically appropriate to my need or question or conviction. I mentioned the newsletter. This is Elizabeth talking, and a parenthesis here. I did mention the newsletter a week or so ago, and if you are interested in getting a 6 times a year personal letter from me, which it's printed, of course, but quite personal, just call Gateway to Joy. They can give you the information about the newsletter. Kathy says, it builds my faith to see God using you in my life. Several months or maybe even a year or more ago, you wrote about career women in a newsletter article. I almost broke my neck nodding in agreement. I would never be where I am today if God hadn't helped me. All I ever prayed was to be good at my work to glorify Him, and He's done all the rest. When I think of my shortcomings and then of what I've been able to accomplish in the workplace, I know it has to be of Him. Also, your teaching on sacrificing things to Jesus has been especially appropriate to marriage. I realized too late that the first 3 or 4 months of marriage I should have relaxed more. Instead, I tried to be super wife, thank you writer, gift putter awayer, cook, house cleaner, and career woman. I wondered why I was irritable and why I had such emotional upheaval every time I came home from a work trip. One night after Mark was asleep, I came downstairs to the breakfast room and prayed, God, I can't do this. I am not doing this wife stuff right. I thought after all these years and all the books I'd read, I'd ace this. Just as I had prayed for him to help me in my career work, I now had to admit my weakness as a wife and lean totally on him. He then had the opportunity to show me I needed to lay down pride and be more of a team player, and of course to love Mark as Mark needed to be loved, not as I thought he should be loved. I had to admit Mark was better at organizing our linen closet than I was, so when he asked if he could redo it, I had to let pride go and applaud his skills. Your teachings have really helped us. We've worn out your tape, making your marriage work. I consider you such a friend. Often when I'm driving to or from work and feeling especially devoid of friends, encouragement, or anyone who believes as I do, I put one of my favorites of yours in the tape player. You speak of friends of Val's in Mississippi whose accents you imitate to a T. It always brings a smile. And the tape on spiritual mothers encourages me to put away my pity and go home and write a letter to encourage a college girl. Just to hear a friend's voice is comforting. Mark and I do pray for you and Lars and Valerie and her family. We are so looking forward to the book on family life that you're working on. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Kathy, because the book on family life is available. It's called The Shaping of a Christian Family. Finally, she says, a lot of my Elizabeth Elliot tapes get loaned out, and I have to undertake rather severe measures sometimes to repossess them. A good example of our church's struggle with that in their library is enclosed. I thought you would be encouraged to know how popular all of your books are. Please come to Virginia if possible. Mark and I always comb the newsletter to see if you'll be speaking near us. I think it's wonderful beyond words that you give so much to minister to us. I feel selfish even contemplating taking up your time, but if the Lord wills it, I would love to visit with you face to face. Thankfully, in heaven, there will be no clocks. With abundant thanks, Kathy Adams Pierce. She puts a P.S. I take a lot of grief for signing my checks, Mrs. Mark S. Pierce, but I'm so proud to do so. My mom always did it that way. And I applaud those of you who love to have your husband's name. On my return address stamp, it says Mrs. Lars Grin. The only reason that I have Elizabeth Elliot Grin on my stationery is because most of my stationery is sent to people who have no idea that my last name is Grin. So I have a special reason for using a pen name some of the time, but I am Elizabeth Grin, G-R-E-N. And then someone sent me an idea about taping tapes. She says, please continue to tell people how faithful God is. She gives her testimony as to God's provision. She was homeless. She has children to care for, and God has given her a place to live with a widow lady, a beautiful house to take care of. She says, I have no income, and I would love to be able to borrow tapes and books. Why not set up a tape library in your church? I think that's a good suggestion. Some of you might like to do that. You could make contributions. I suppose they could be tax deductible if they're given to your church, of tapes and books. So it's one way to use your tithe money for people who can't afford it. Well, thank you so much, Kathy, and this other listener whose name I'm not giving. Thank you for your down-to-earth, living, current illustrations of confidence in God.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.